Today's podcast is brought to you by our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. To order, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Happy Wednesday. We are cruising through this week, and we have a lot to get to. I'm watching the TV right now. I'm watching Fox News, and it looks like Senator Lindsey Graham and the Supreme Court nominee are having a very heated back and forth. We will have a little bit of that sound for you later, but what I want to focus on now is what I would consider to be at least one of the top five biggest moments from this Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. And in more of a cultural sense, I think it's a big moment because it really exposes the left's ideology and the nonsensicalness of the current world we all live in. And it occurred yesterday between Senator Marsha Blackburn and the Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. And I'm going to play the audio first. And just a heads up to everyone, we have a lot of great guests coming on the show, including one of my favorite writers and tweeters, Stephen Miller from Spectator, will join us in the 1 o'clock. And he has a great piece about the Babylon Bee and how they are suspended from Twitter for making a joke. If you didn't see this joke, it was really funny. So USA Today named Rachel Levine their Woman of the Year. I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible. I am birthing person. Whoa.
Birthing people.
Excuse me. Did I just hear the W word in there? Can we please censor that and be a little bit more sensitive? It should say,
we'll pull that from the podcast.
I am strong. I am invincible. I am uterus haver, or I am birthing person, or I am, I don't even know. I'm tongue tied, but it should not be woman. We know that for a fact at this point. So back to Stephen Miller. Thank you for that song though, Jared, because I do plan on playing that a lot today. It's one of my favorites, actually. Stephen Miller wrote a piece about the Babylon Bee and how they got suspended off Twitter because they were doing kind of a parody, which they're, you know, their satire site, about the USA Today naming Rachel Levine Woman of the Year. And so the Babylon Bee named Rachel Levine Man of the Year. And they were suspended off Twitter because you can't state facts now. You can't go against this ideology. And Stephen Miller has a piece on that. We will be talking to him in the 1 o'clock. And then in the 2 o'clock, we're going to talk a little bit more about Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S.'s strategy on trying to bring about peace in this horrible situation with John Daniel Davidson, who's one of my favorites from The Federalist. But as of right now, for this first hour, I want to hear from you because I want to know what people think about this audio. It's 844-500-4242. Without further ado, this is Ketanji Brown Jackson answering a question from Senator Blackburn. Cut 7.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
That is very, very alarming. And if you want to say, oh, what does that have to do? It does have to do with it. Because women are involved in a lot of legal arguments in this country. I mean, even if you want to get into Roe versus Wade, which is a huge, huge talking point for the left, this all involves women. So it would be helpful if we knew what women were, how we're defining women. And it's a bit alarming that a Supreme Court nominee cannot do that. And we actually talked about this very topic with Madeline Cairns yesterday from National Review. I'm very happy we had her on the show. We were talking about it in the context of Leah Thomas, the swimmer who is transgender, who is really demolishing all of her competition in the NCAA swimming championships. She's winning all the awards. All the trophies are going to Leah. And we were talking about this, and Madeline Cairns is not the only journalist, conservative person who's kind of on the forefront of this. You have Matt Walsh, Libby Emmons, a lot of people who have been on this program. This is something that a group of conservatives, a specific group of conservatives, have really been hammering for years. And they were told all along the way that it wasn't that big of a deal, that they were, you know, setting up hypotheticals that were never going to happen. It was never going to get to that point. You know, you were never going to have men beating women in sports. You were never going to have men going into women's locker rooms, making them uncomfortable. Voila, what do you know? It's actually all come to fruition. So when a Supreme Court justice nominee is asked to define woman and she can't, there's kind of two ways you could go with this. One is that she can't define it because, like she said, she's not a biologist and she's not capable of defining it. I do not believe that. She's a Harvard grad and a Harvard law grad. She seems like a very smart person. I don't think she is unable to define it. So here's the second part, which actually is worse. The second part is that she can't define it because she's too scared or she's too woke or she's too radical to upset the followers of an ideology that is no longer based in reality. And I would put my money on that one. She's going along to get along. And I have to say, as a woman, it is sad. It's sad that she can't define what a woman is because to do so might offend this unhinged faction of her political party. And Ben Shapiro had a really, he put this really well on a thread that he wrote today, and I want to read it to you because I thought this summed it up pretty good. He said, "Now it's considered too nuanced and complicated a question because the left finds biological sex restrictive, so they'll just redefine sex into nothingness. This is like a Supreme Court nominee being asked to answer what is 2 + 2 and saying, I'm no mathematician. It should be utterly disqualifying for anyone in any position of authority not to be able to answer this simple question. Oh, yes, and this is my favorite part," he says. "Oh, yes, and by the way, you don't get to claim that it's absolutely historic to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court when you can't offer a definition of the word woman." Isn't that ironic? This whole time we were told this is so historic. She's the first black woman to be nominated to the Supreme Court. Well, what does that even mean? If you're putting that in all of your headlines, if that's one of Joe Biden's biggest accomplishments, Lord knows he doesn't have many others, shouldn't you be able to define the word woman? And it makes me think what I immediately thought of when I saw this headline. I thought of a lot of things because the world has just gone mad. But one thing I thought of was when RBG was quoted by the ACLU and they edited her quote to erase any sort of feminine terms from the quote. Does everyone remember this? This happened in September of 2021. This is what the ACLU account tweeted out. "The decision whether or not to bear a child is central to," and the original quote said, "to a woman's life." And they tweeted, "Now, every time you hear their or person, just know that the original term was her or she or woman. The decision whether or not to bear a child is central to a person's life, to their well-being and dignity. When the government controls that decision for people, not women, people,
birthing people,
they are being treated as less than a fully adult human responsible for their own choices." Because we can't say her own choices, she's being treated, women are being treated. No, we have to erase it. We have to completely erase it. And it's Orwellian. And that term's used a lot right now. But I can't think of a better term, because when you're trying to change language and reality to fit your ideological insanity and to make people confused about what is real and what is not, that is Orwellian. And I think the left and the media and the White House, and this is where I kind of want to bring in the callers and just let me know, I'm throwing stuff against the wall here and let me know if you agree, but I think the left and the media and the White House, and they're all part of the same, you know, they're all on the same team. I think they're fundamentally underestimating how moderate most Americans still are. I think that people are very woke and very careful in their business lunches, in their emails, at cocktail parties. But most people, if you showed them that video and you said, listen, I'm not recording you, this isn't a Project Veritas situation, you know, you're not going to get fired from your job. What do you actually think about the fact that a Supreme Court justice nominee cannot define the word woman? I think most people would be concerned about that. Or at least, at the very least, I think most people would find that ridiculous. And when you see these headlines from the media, you really do see this disconnect of how regular Americans feel about something or how our society's feeling about something versus how our media elites are framing something. Because you see these puff pieces, these glowing headlines about the historic nature of Leah Thomas's wins. But if you ask someone about that, if you had a man on the street interview, If you had a birthing person on the street interview, if you had an ex person on the street interview, and you showed that to people, oh, this man is in the pool racing against women. I think most people, again, if they didn't think they were going to lose their jobs, if they didn't think that the woke mobs were going to come after them on Twitter, would say that that's unfair. Would say that this is disgustingly unfair to those other young women. Now, there are true believers. Do not get me wrong. There are true believers who think biology is fluid, who think words are meaningless. But I don't think it's the majority. And remember, the people who voted for Biden, a lot of that group, especially in the suburbs, they didn't vote for him. They weren't giving him a mandate to ramp up the wokeness to this kind of crazy new heights. No, they were sick of the mean tweets. They wanted to stop feeling obligated to post infographics on their Instagrams about how awful Orange Man is. They wanted their white wine-filled book club meetings to focus on other books besides like tell-alls about Donald Trump's White House. Or, you know, they didn't want to have to read Andrew Cuomo's book anymore. But it wasn't that they wanted to erase women. I don't think that was anyone's idea. They wanted things to, and I'm using a quote here, go back to normal. They wanted things to calm down. Well, how is this for things calming down? Now we're not allowed to define what a woman is?
And this is actually particularly dangerous for Ketanji Brown Jackson because a legal scholar that she is, Roe versus Wade, protects in legal terms, legal terminology with these legal words, a pregnant woman's right to privacy and right to choose. So if she cannot define woman, would she have to recuse herself from a case that has woman as a definitive word?
But that's the exact point, Jared. And furthermore, if people are going to argue that what is, you know, I saw a lot of comments, what does this have to do with her being a Supreme Court? What do you mean? I can assure you that knowing what a woman is has more to do with being a Supreme Court justice than knowing what boofing meant when Judge Kavanaugh was in high school or knowing how many beers Judge Kavanaugh drank. I think it's a little bit more pertinent to everyday issues knowing what a woman is. 844-500-4242. But my overall question is, do you think this is a winning argument for the left? This kind of radical idea that we can't define women, that anyone can be women if they just decide they are. Do you think this is a winning idea? Or do you think all of this wokeness is really starting to frustrate people and wear on people? 844-500-4242. The allergy season caused by trees begins in March and runs through June. This pollen is so odorless, so you may not realize allergy season has already started, but it has. One big collector of pollen is your car. You open and close the doors several times a day. That's why you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for your car. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier comes with a USB cord, and it's so quiet you can still hear me talking on the radio while it's working. One customer wrote, I bought the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for my son who has allergies. Since installing it in his room, he's had fewer problems, and he says the air smells cleaner. This is a great product for the price. Yes, it is, especially because right now you can get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. That's right. That's 3 Thunderstorm Air Purifiers. All you have to do to get ready for allergy season is go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE3. We're taking calls for this entire first hour, 844-500-4242. What do you think of this level of wokeness? Is it good for the left or is it just another problem along with gas prices, along with the border? Are they just adding more issues to their plate? We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show. I am
woman. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book.
What is up with this new thing of I'm not a biologist? Like, can none of us answer basic questions anymore unless we are an expert in that subject? I'm not a biologist.
What do you want for dinner? I don't know. I'm not a dietitian.
You're not a biologist, Ketanji Brown Jackson, but according to the media, you are a woman. So don't you have a little expertise? I love that song. I can't even tell you. I was hoping you'd play more. In words too big.
I am a woman. Hear me roll. In numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Where are all the feminists? That's a serious question that people have been bringing up to me. Where are the feminists? Do people not understand that we are erasing women? And by the way, uterus havers, all these things, they're very dehumanizing. They take away something that is so part of womanhood, that people should be so proud of, that you can carry a child and give birth and create a human. That's something that is...
Birthing people.
That is something to be celebrated about women. And now we can't even say who women are or what women are or whatever the definition of women are. It's bonkers. It's bonkers. And I don't think it's going to play as well for Democrats as they think, because I don't think anyone in this country likes to be in bizarro world. Reese, you're next up on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Reese. Reese, are you...
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Hey, how's it going, Grace? Thanks for taking the call.
Of course.
You obviously, I don't want to talk over a woman's voice, so forgive me for imposing on this conversation. If you want to be, you know, what they call, I think, gender essentialist or whatever, at the end of the day, the purpose of life is to make more DNA. You know, if we want to go to a secular argument and take God out of it, the only reason you or I or anybody else exists is because our parents made us to perpetuate our DNA, and the expectation is we're going to do the same. So if you want to get to the scientific side of it, you know, if they want to ask a biologist, I'm pretty sure a biologist will tell you that that's the whole point of evolution. Nobody knows why. Do they expect us to believe that we've evolved for millions and millions of years so that we can get to a point where we no longer reproduce sexually and are going to breed everybody in tubes? Have we gone beyond Maslow's hierarchy of needs where we're now so, we've advanced so far that, you know, we this is the point we're at? Like, where do they expect us to go from here with this whole gender nonsense?
Yeah, and a really quick definition, you could just go chromosome-wise. You know, you could just give the scientific XX definition and... that would kind of suffice. It's not like anyone asked her to do a dissertation on what it means to be a woman, but there are a lot of definitions out there, I think, that would resonate with women. But to say I can't define it because I'm not a biologist, I don't think that that really, I don't think it helps. I don't think it helps women.
It's science.
And also, I wouldn't even consider this gaslighting, but this constant refusal of the left to acknowledge basic facts, I think, is really tiring on people. Like the fact that now we're supposed to believe that Leah Thomas is the women athlete of the year and that Rachel Levine is the woman of the year. It doesn't ring true for a lot of women, and it's actually quite annoying. 844-500-4242. We'll keep taking your calls on this when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Do you agree with Justice Ginsburg that there are physical differences between men and women that are enduring?
Senator, respectfully, I am not familiar with that particular quote or case,
okay.
So it's hard for me to comment as to whether
or not. All right, I'd love to get your opinion on that, and you can submit that. Do you interpret Justice Ginsburg's meaning of men and women as male and female?
Again, because I don't know the case, I don't know how I interpret it. I need to read the whole
okay.
thing.
I have to say, first of all, kudos to Senator Marsha Blackburn. She was on Howie's show last week. She's been doing a great job. She's getting a lot of heat from the left, obviously, because she's really attacking the core principles of their party. But I have to point out that Ketanji Brown Jackson keeps acting like her questions are a setup. You know, like they're a trap. Oh, well, I need to hear the full quote in context. You really don't. You really don't. It's just a simple, do you agree with this? This is what she said. Do you agree? Most people in the country would be able to say they agree. And most people who don't agree would also be able to say they don't agree pretty damn quick. So every time she's asked these questions, she's like, well, hold on a second now.
She's like a fact checker. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
That's mostly false.
I just don't understand why she's so nervous about answering this question. And something else I wanted to talk about in regards to the Senate Judiciary Committees before we move on here is there was an interesting moment yesterday where Senator Ted Cruz was exposing basically that the Biden White House had given Democrats material that was not given to Republicans. And then what ended up happening was they received this material as they were walking in. And unlike, let's say, Dianne Feinstein or Cory Booker, senators like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, they like to be able to do some research and prepare for these important committee hearings. They don't wing it, you know? I don't think Josh Hawley's ready to do a Spartacus monologue at the drop of a hat like Cory Booker. They're
Tears
just
of rage.
They're just not that talented, Jared, okay? They're not thespians. So they like to have this information beforehand. The nerve. They want to get the same information as Democrats.
All this pouncing, weaponizing of intelligence.
Can you say white privilege? You want the same questions and the same information that Democrats receive from the White House? God, get over yourself. Well, let's take
racism,
a listen here.
Racism, racism.
You know who's coming off real bad during these Senate Judiciary Committee hearings is Dick Durbin. That guy is weak. And that's saying something right now. When you look at all the senators who are Democrats, Dick Durbin is looking like one of the worst.
I can't believe he doesn't have all that metal in his fictionalized Vietnam career.
No, I think that was Dick Blumenthal, wasn't it?
Oh, sorry. I'm getting them confused.
Yeah, maybe.
All those white Democrats are the same to me, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I think. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure Dick Blumenthal was the stolen valor.
No, yeah, you're right. Dick Blumenthal was stolen valor.
That's okay. I'll forgive
you. I apologize to Senator Durbin.
We don't want to spread fake news. Dick Durbin was answering questions from Ted Cruz. Ted was not happy. This is cut 9.
Right before the break, I asked the chairman about Senator Hirono had referenced 5 probation reports that were not in the record. I asked the chairman whether the Democrats had access to information about Judge Jackson's judicial record that Republicans did not. You did not answer me at the time, but as we returned...
I give you an answer.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me finish my question. When we returned and when we walked in, each of the Republicans was handed this piece of paper, which is the first time any of us have ever seen, which is a chart of probation recommendations. We were just told that the White House gave it to Democrats earlier today. I don't know if that's true or not. And what I would ask you is, is there anything else that Democrats have access to in this case that they're not sharing with Republicans on this committee? And, Mr. Chairman, how would you have reacted if, say, during the Kavanaugh confirmation, the White House shared judicial materials with Republicans and did not share it with Democrats? I'm pretty confident you would have expressed extraordinary displeasure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there would be hair on fire. I'm pretty sure there would be an impeachment. I'm pretty sure people would be taking to the streets in protest. And it would not be considered a super spreader, by the way, because it would be social justice. But yeah, I'm pretty sure the Democrats would not be happy about that. This is outrageous!
This My hair's on fire.
This cannot stand. The stakes are too high. What are they hiding? The FBI needs to open up an investigation into the Republicans that hid this information from us.
Nothing less than democracy is at stake.
Democracy dies in darkness, Ted Cruz. Don't you know that? Why didn't you give us the paperwork? But listen to Dick Durbin's response. He's a little, you know what word I would use? He's a little dismissive of Ted Cruz. This is Cut 10.
If I recall, there was some discovery issues in the Kavanaugh case involving several years of his performance in the White House, which your own counsel decided we couldn't.
But sure, that's disclosure to the whole committee.
Yes,
and
right.
and in this case, is there anything
pause,
else?
Pause. He goes, yeah, that's right. So that is different, though. You know, I thought words matter. Context matters. So you're complaining about something that neither side of the aisle received during the Brett Kavanaugh committee hearings versus Ted Cruz, who's complaining that one side received information that the other side didn't. Do you see the difference, Dick? Should we walk through it again a little slower this time? Because you've acknowledged now that you understand what Ted Cruz is saying. You go, yeah, that's right. Okay, so your point is moot. That's a dumb point to make. Because neither side had that information. In this case, Dick, one side had the information and the other side was not privy to it. The White House, for some reason, that, you know, I can't seem to put my finger on. It's a little too confusing for me. It's like the word woman. I can't seem to figure it out. I can't crack it. For some reason, the White House thought, we'll give this information to Democrats and not Republicans. And, you know, the thing is that Joe Biden's not usually like that. He's not so partisan. He's a president for the red and the blue. So I don't know why they
Between
would be,
red and blue.
I don't know why they'd be giving this information to Democrats, but let's take a little bit more of Dick Durbin.
Democrats have access to of Judge Jackson's record that you have not shared with Republicans on this committee, and in particular, the pre-sentence reports.
No,
I suspect if they were helpful, you would have made them public, so the
right.
fact that you haven't raises an inference that they're not helpful to the case you're making.
Senator, you will always draw your own inferences, and I know where most of them head. I will just tell you that the information that we received from the White House, I'm told everyone had access to if they wanted it. And now you have it, just a matter of hours after we've received it.
Just a matter of hours? Well, what'd you do in those hours? Did you have the time to read it? I think hours kind of matter in this situation, where you have to go to the committee hearings in a matter of hours, and those are the hours that you have access to that information and Republicans don't. Those hours, I think, would be kind of crucial. No? Again, I'm not an expert, and I'm not a biologist, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a lawyer. And I don't wear a white lab coat, and I'm not a senator. I'm just a girl behind a microphone. I'm sorry, I'm just a person. Person X behind
Birthing
a microphone.
People.
But a lot of this stuff doesn't seem as complicated as the Democrats want to make it seem. In fact, it seems a little sneaky. It seems a little suspicious. That's what it seems like to me. I'm like the Pink Panther. I'm putting on my investigation cap today.
There's some chicanery happening here.
Something's going on, and I don't like it. Something smells fishy. Something smells rotten in the town of Denmark. All right, now, John Kennedy is also getting wind of this. And that particular phrase at the end by Dick Durbin, and listen, I'm not saying these papers are going to change anything. I just think it's very, it highlights how Democrats operate, which is the most dishonest way possible at all times. But what John Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, picked up on was this idea that you could have had this information if you wanted it, which is really, now we're scraping the bottom of the
barrel.
It's
like you could have left Afghanistan if you wanted to.
It's, well, how was I supposed to know? I was just supposed to ask in the last couple of hours. I was supposed to be like Karnak the Magnificent and say, I've got a feeling the Democrats, my ears are burning. Democrats just got access to some paperwork. I should ask if I, too, can have access to that. So let's listen to Senator John Kennedy, Cut 11.
I want to be sure I understand. The handout that I just saw, the White House gave to some of us earlier today, but not all of us?
It was available, I'm told. The information was available to anyone who requested it. The White House.
So you had to be clairvoyant and know they had it?
No, not clairvoyance. I think it's pretty obvious, Senator.
How would you know to request it?
You would know it after Senator Hawley launched his attack on the judge. At that point, all of this information became relevant to countering
So I would be expected to say, geez, after Senator Hawley asked questions, I better call the White House and see if they can help me research this.
No, that's not realistic. Not the point.
Yeah, and just to add in here, I don't think if Senator Kennedy called the White House, I don't think he'd get right through. I don't think he'd get to President Psaki, or even President Fauci, or even President Jill, or even President Kamala Harris, or even President Doug. Lord knows you're not getting to Joe Biden. He does not deal with that old telephone. That is just too much modern stuff for him. Carrier pigeon, maybe you'll get to Joe, but it will take a few days.
He prefers two tin cans and a string like the old days.
Like the good old days. Carrier pigeon might take...
Grandpa Ambrose Finnegan had three cans on a string.
But you know, Jared, the thing about carrier pigeons, it does take a couple days, and in this case, we only had a couple hours. So what's the big deal?
Fair point.
844-500-4242. Again, I don't think that those papers are going to really change anything. I think we're... And on a larger point here, I think Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sent through. I think she'll get confirmation by the Senate. I have no doubt about that, really. But I just think this stuff is interesting and amusing how dishonest they are at every turn. And if you go and if you look at these cuts of Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz or Tom Cotton or Marsha Blackburn asking Ketanji Brown Jackson basic questions, the responses from the media, from social media users, they act like they are putting this person, I keep doing that today, through the Salem witch trials.
People.
How dare they? They are showing off their bigotry. How dare they ask her to define what a woman is? How dare they ask her about her record as a judge? This is off limits.
Yeah, word for the day for Republican senators apparently is indignant on social media.
Was it indignant when Dianne Feinstein said that the dogma lived loudly within Amy Coney Barrett because she's a Catholic? Was that indignant? Was that unfair? Was that bigoted? No, of course not, because she's a Republican or she's considered conservative. It's so, at this point, it's almost too easy to make fun of all of this nonsense because the Democrat Party has really devolved into a complete clown show. And I was one of those people that if you had asked me like 3 years ago, if I had a show 3 years ago, which I didn't, I was not even close at that point. But if you had said to me, oh, you know, print off some stories for Howie, pick some things that are interesting. This whole, ideology about transgenderism and what is a woman and all that, I wouldn't have even printed that out because I did think it was such a small issue that wasn't going to go anywhere. Wow, I was wrong. And all of those people, Matt Walsh, Carol Markowitz, all of the people who have been banging on this drum and saying, we need the feminists to speak up. We need people to be unafraid. Those people were dead on. Because look what's happening now. The world has turned upside down. 844-500-4242. Hey, Jared, let's do the poll question here because I just saw a video of Joe Biden walking to Air Force One, heading out on his European peacemaking mission. And it made me think of our poll question today, which is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. A lot of times listeners will say to me, what's the name of the company that can get you help you sell your property contingency free? That tends to stick with people. So I'll say it really slowly. It's 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will Joe Biden take questions abroad?
Yes, I think he will.
Only 17% say yes. 83% believe no.
Normally, I'd be on the side of the 83%.
As you can see, I didn't get my English lessons.
But I'm going to give you my theory on why I think he'll take questions after the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. It's Wednesday. We live in a crazy world, and this is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
Shh.
She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Quickly before we go to the calls, my theory on why I think Joe Biden might take questions is because I think he has an out if asked about Hunter Biden that this is not on topic, which, you know, is his favorite thing to do. You know, he'll say, oh, I'm not going to answer questions that I don't want to confuse the American people, or what a stupid question, or you're a stupid son of a bitch, or, you know, whatever he's going to use. But I think he could get away with that while he's abroad because he's handling more important issues. And why would he answer a question like that? So he might answer questions just to get it out of the way, and then he can take another month off of answering any questions from the press. Whether or not he'll do a better or worse job than Kamala Harris, who was just looking at the Polish president to answer questions about inflation, I don't know. That one I can't answer. That one only time will tell. But Joe assures us that he's going to answer all of our questions once he gets where he's going. And
the government,
as always, I'm sure once he answers our questions, we'll have more questions than we have answers from his responses. Linda, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Grace. I used to teach women's studies in sociology, and for the past 30 years, I have been so concerned that they, meaning liberals and conservatives, have blended gender and sex until it's meaningless for most. The gender reveal parties, the same gender marriage, they're getting away from the biological differences on purpose, and the conservatives jumped right on with it.
What do you think the purpose is, Linda? Because I've been wondering, not as much about same gender marriage, but more about the difference between male and female. Why are they trying to confuse people about this? What do you think the end goal is?
Well, first of all, it isn't same gender marriage. It's same sex marriage. See, you're falling into it, too. Gender is a behavior, and it varies greatly through the world, but it always depends on sex. Sex is biological. Males inseminate, they don't ovulate, they don't have babies. Females have menstruation, they get pregnant, they have babies. The left hates that dichotomy. They want to blend it so it becomes irrelevant. And that's why abortion is such a sacrament, because they're trying to take the uniqueness of the female away from her. And I think that, you know, everybody who uses gender as the word instead of sex has jumped on that bandwagon. I really do. And look at the mess it's made now.
That's a very, very interesting point, Linda, and I appreciate your expertise. You just answered the question of what is a woman. So just a heads up, I don't think you can be, I don't think you'll ever be nominated to be on the Supreme Court, but we appreciate it here. We're not going to cancel you for it. Very good call. Thank you, Linda. I really appreciate that. When we come back, we're going to talk about Hunter. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. And we're going to talk about Rachel Levine. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Sex actions.